Very good.
So we're starting a new study in the book of Exodus. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a minute and just pray. But I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball because we're not going to actually get into the text tonight. Mm-hmm. We're going to lay some groundwork for the book, historical groundwork. So let's just take a moment and pray, and we'll jump right in. Father, we just want to thank you for your word that you preserved for us. We ask, dear God, that you would open up our minds and give us understanding of your truth. That you would speak, dear God, these words into our life, and that this word would wash and renew our mind, that we would be made more like Jesus Christ, that we would understand through it not only your plan of salvation, height and breadth, but the power that's working on our behalf, that we would become, dear God, so overjoyed by understanding who we are in you, that we, dear God, would just be bursting forth to a dark world with hope and with love, because we have been loved by the very best. So, Lord, we just ask that you would hold the highest position tonight, that your name would be glorified, and that we would be blessed. We pray this in Jesus' name. So I was mentioning that we're not actually going to get into the text tonight. When I started researching the book of Exodus, and we know Exodus is the second book of the Bible, the second book of the Pentateuch. Does anybody know who wrote the book of Exodus?
Moses.
Moses.
No?
First. No. They'll tell you, well, it probably wasn't Moses. Probably was these four guys, and they give them initials because they don't know who they are and all this other stuff. Well, Jesus said that Exodus was written by Moses. So I'm going with Jesus on the authorship of the book. So others may say one thing, I say, and we're reading the words of Moses here under the leading of the Holy Spirit. So if you go online and start to try to find the historical evidence for the book of Exodus, you're going to maybe be a little shocked that the leading archaeologists in the field, both in Egypt and in the Near East period, will tell you that there is absolutely zero evidence of an Exodus, zero evidence of the Israelites living at that time in Egypt, that the conquest of Joshua has zero physical evidence coming into the land of Canaan, that it's all just mythology. Well, that's a problem because our book says something different, right? And we know God is pretty good with his facts. So I wanted to be able to present to you guys the counter argument. And as I started putting it together, there's lots of kings and lots of places and names and dates and tombs and all this other stuff. And I figured that I couldn't do as good a job as others who have put material together for us. So for the next 2 weeks, we are going to go through and watch a movie that is called Patterns of Evidence on Exodus. And there is a man who was presented with this same problem, listening to archaeologists say that there is no factual evidence for this book, for Moses, for the Exodus, for any of the things that happened. And he wanted to try to get down to a better understanding. And this is his search for the evidence for the book of Exodus. And I think they put together and did a really good job on it, much better than I could present to you. So this week, we're going to be stopping about the middle. We'll finish the movie next week. And it'll give everybody a really good historical grounding for what we're talking about, the names, the places, what's going on there. And I'll also give you something to refute if somebody says, oh, I know, that's just a myth because I've read the history. Well, they haven't maybe read all the history. So without further ado, we're going to go into a movie called Patterns of Evidence in Exodus. We're also going to try to link this movie to the website that if somebody wants to come along and watch it later, we did purchase a copy. So we're not breaking copyright to do this. We're having a little problem with the link on the website, but it's working here. So we're going to begin now with movies, evidence, patterns of evidence. So enjoy it.